Hi everyone. Today is March 21st, 2024, and thank you for joining me for my video conference. This is your host, Natalie Pace. We're going to be talking about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is on fire. It has soared 50% this year, 171% last year, and CoinLedger is saying it could go up to $360,000 by next April. Is that the case? Is that likely to happen? Should you invest now? Should you be trimming back, buying more? Are you an HODL person? Hold on for dear life. All this and more in this video conference. Be sure to share it with your friends because they may not know how to invest in it. They may not even know, like, where do you go, which platform, which wallet, which ETF, which coin, right? And we're going to cover all of that in this video conference. So let's get started. All right. So I just had this same video conference today at the Money Show. So be sure those of you that are not yet subscribed there, I do that very frequently. So you might want to check out the Money Show. Also, just as a reminder, if you're interested in whether it's The Power of 8 Billion or my other books, be sure that you're getting the most recent edition. You want to get the fifth edition of the ABCs of Money, the second edition of Put Your Money Where Your Heart Is. And the easiest way to know that you're getting the most current edition is just to go to nataliepace.com and scroll down to where the book covers are on that homepage and click from there, and you will be forwarded over to the most recent edition. So this is the year-to-date returns of Bitcoin versus gold. Stocks have had a great run up already, 10% this year. And real estate, of course, is slightly down this year. This is last year. Again, the returns of Bitcoin make everything else look, they really dwarf everything else, right? It's 171% last year. So the ETF, the new Bitcoin ETF, really was the driver in helping Bitcoin to soar 2023 and so far in 2024. Now, the question is, will Ethereum get an ETF? Because certainly BlackRock, that has the Bitcoin ETF, wants to have an Ethereum one as well. And right now, the analysts are saying probably not by May. Everybody was hoping it would be real quick because the Bitcoin was already approved. And that could be another driver if that happens. So that's something to have on your radar, is whether or not or when the Ethereum ETF gets approved. Okay, so we just don't know. The SEC is not really talking about it much, other than the fact that we know at least one government agency is looking to see whether or not they want to call it a security. Now, this is that halving event that I referenced, and CoinLedger did some research and they said, hey, look at this. Every time Bitcoin has had a halving event in 2012, 2016, 2020, and now again in 2024, the coin has gone crazy over the next year. So here we see that it was at 12 at the halving event in 2012, and a year later it was over $1,000. And in the 2016 halving event, it was 650, and a year later it was 2,500, right? And these are the gains from the halving day. 2020, 8572 went up to 56,764. And so they're saying, okay, well, based on all of that, we think that it can go all the way up to $361,000. Now, will that happen or not? Well, the data on the halving events is very strong, but there are a few things that happen in between that we need to be aware of as well. So don't just stop watching the video now and say, "Well, I'm going to buy Bitcoin at 70,000 because it's going to go up to 361." There's a little bit more that we have to factor in, but that is compelling. So what about crypto winters? So when When Bitcoin soared to $69,000, the high in November of 2021, after the halving event in 2020, then a year later, it had dropped all the way down to 16,000. So anybody who had bought at 69, and at that time, guys, that's when people were saying that Bitcoin was going to go to a million. Right? There are still people out there that are saying Bitcoin's going to go to a million because the dollar's going to become worthless. And what we saw instead is that people bought high thinking that was going to happen, only to watch their money really plunge. So there are ways to invest that's not going to cost you your house. And we're going to also talk about that. But I think one of the most important things that we want to realize about these halving events is that there's a high correlation with the Bitcoin rally right after the halving event. And after that, there is a plunge. So here we saw that of course, if you bought it at 8,500 and then it went all the way up to 69 and then plunged back down to 15, you're still up, right? But that's quite a wild roller coaster ride, especially if that's all you're investing in. So you need to have a strategy that's not just HODL, and there's another reason why that's the case that we'll talk about as we move forward. But honestly, the same thing happened in 2016. So again, 2016, 650, it went all the way up to 2,500, and believe it or not, by the end of 2017, it had gone all the way to 20,000, but then it plunged back down again. So let's see about that. So it plunged all the way down to 3,000 by 2018. So again, what can you do and how can you invest and profit instead of you look, if you bought Bitcoin at 12, back in the day when it first began available, and now it's at 69,000, you're super happy. But the truth is that when it soars to these all-time highs, you know that you act like a baller. And you might be buying things, and then if it goes back down to, 69,000 down to 15, you might be having to return things, right? Having your home foreclosed. So it's not a great idea to just have one investment that has these great wild swings. That's very, it's not just hard on your fiscal health, it can be hard on your physical health. A lot of people get very depressed. We see suicides. Your partner might leave you. So it's really important to have a strategy that allows you to profit in the highs and actually buy low when it plunges instead of experiencing extreme losses. And we're going to talk about that because these crypto winters are severe. And that crypto winter happening the second year after the halving event is as powerful and strong as the soaring the first year. So another thing I wanted to point out is a lot of people, it's called cryptocurrency, but is Bitcoin really a currency? Or is it a safe haven or a trader's delight? And I wanted to hear with that little arrow, you can see I'm pointing to the typical hold time, which is 87 days. So the average hold time for Bitcoin is less than 3 months. If you're one of those people that have been holding on for dear life, you are actually, getting preyed on by the whales that are using it as a trader's delight. Is it a currency yet? No. The only people that are using crypto as a currency are people in the black market that don't care about the price volatility and need the anonymity more. That's more important to them. The rest of us, we cannot have all of our currency tied up in something that could be worth 70,000 one year and 15,000 the next year. So it's not being used as a currency. And as a safe haven, this is possible. It's not right now, right? Because stocks are high. But if stocks plunge, will this be considered a safe haven? Then that's possible because for people over, a certain age, they are saying, hey, I'm going to use gold or silver as a hedge against stocks going down. Of course, nobody thinks stocks are going down right now because we're going to have a soft landing. No one's predicting a recession, all of that. But recessions do occur. And at that point, we really do want to know, okay, well, what will be the safe haven? And I would say for people under 40, they are a lot more interested in crypto than they would be, if they start worrying about the economy, they start worrying about stocks, they start worrying about the dollar, they do tend to be more interested in crypto. In fact, that's probably one of the biggest reasons why gold was the worst performer of all assets over the last 10-year period, except for bonds, which were worse. And of course, since those are on the safe side, that's a real problem. So separating the Bitcoin and Ethereum from the FTXs of the world, I wanted to put this up there because you can't trust the celebrities. You can't trust the Instagram ads. It's hard to even trust someone who's on the cover of Fortune magazine. So you have to be very careful. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about which coins, as we move through our PowerPoint presentation. But I think it's just very important to know that if you're getting an email, an exclusive opportunity because you're in some special club, that's actually a red flag. If you see, someone like Kim Kardashian pushing something, she's being paid to do it in some way, shape, or form. So be careful. Be very, very careful. Bitcoin, at least it's been around for a great deal of time. Ethereum, same thing. They have a large market cap. Bitcoin has over $1 trillion market cap. I mean, let's see. Sorry about that. I want to make absolutely sure that I'm giving you the right number here. So we can look here and see that the market cap is 1.3 trillion. So it's kind of very, very widely held, but only held for less than 3 months, right? So that's another important thing to be remembering about it. Trader's delight, not necessarily a safe haven yet. So if you are being approached about a new coin, unless you're really interested in doing a great deal of due diligence, it's probably better to go with something that has got a lot more liquidity, a bigger market cap, a legacy, and has more trading involved. Are we too late? So will Bitcoin hit 361,000? Should you buy? Should you sell? Should you hold? And the truth is that if you are using our pie chart strategy, then that's going to help you to determine, right? So if you had one slice, and because it went, Bitcoin more than doubled last year, almost tripled even, if you now have four slices, there's nothing wrong with you selling one or two, capturing gains, keeping that money. And that way, if we do see volatility, either, after the halving event, et cetera, that you can buy more low. If you think that between now, so the halving event is going to take place mid-April-ish. It's not an exact date. It's based on the Bitcoin miners. But you could also think about if you don't have anything at all, doing a dollar cost averaging and thinking, okay, well, statistically, between now and next April, perhaps Bitcoin will shoot the moon, right? So maybe I want to have a full slice by, the next 6 months. So you can also do that sort of thing. But again, I'm going to talk a little bit more about our pie chart strategy, but I think that that's going to be the really important thing is let the pie chart strategy help you to buy low and sell high or add low and trim high. Because even though there are these strong trends, the halving event, and then it shoots the moon within the first year, and then it plunges severely in the second year. These are both very strong trends that we have seen. So this is what I was telling you about a slice. So you always want to keep a percent equal to your age safe. You want to overweight safe if you think there's a potential for economic downturn or stocks heading down or anything like that. And then you want to diversify into 10 slices. We diversify small, medium, large, value, and growth. That makes up six of them. And then we keep four hot slices. So you could do, if you really only believe in crypto, you could do four hot slices of crypto. Sometimes people like to get better diversified than that. Maybe you might want to do artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, clean energy, and crypto. So again, those hot slices are your choice. But the important thing about it is that if you have yourself properly diversified, and if you're rebalancing it once, twice, or three times a year, mocking up what you have, what you should have, if all of a sudden your one slice of crypto is now 10 slices, it's screaming at you to sell high. Again, you don't have to sell everything. You could just rebalance and put it back into balance. And if you say, oh, I think it's still going to go even higher, keep a slice, keep two slices. But should you have all 10, or would it be a lot more fun for you to actually keep that money and take it off of that cryptocurrency roller coaster? So, again, our system is modern portfolio theory, proper diversification with regular rebalancing, which is once, twice, or three times a year. It's not day trading. And just remember the cycle of investor emotions. So when everybody else is euphoric, like they were when it hit 69,000 back in 2021, you want to be at that high, selling high rather than buying high. And when everybody else thinks that Bitcoin is over, like they were when it dropped down to 15,000, in 2022, then you have both the liquidity, the means, and the emotional fortitude to add more at a lower price. So this is just a reminder that Gary Becker wrote the foreword to my book, Put Your Money Where Your Heart Is. And he believes very strongly in the pie chart system and modern portfolio theory with regular rebalancing. He thought that even educated people needed these are simple, by the way, and fundamental rules. So again, email us at info@nataliepace.com. You can take our investor IQ test, our rebalancing IQ test. You can get free web apps where you can personalize your own pie chart. We have video conferences, we have retreats. I also write blogs. So you definitely want to look at my more recent blog on Bitcoin. Just go to nataliepace.com/blog and search for Bitcoin and you'll get it. It's like the second or third most recent blog. And there's a lot more information here. So I do strongly encourage you to check this out. I'll be obviously listing this in the notes of our video conference on YouTube. So which coins should you be using? And again, you're going to learn more at info, in that blog. And if you need help finding that exact blog, just email us at info@nataliepace.com. But what I did here was just do a screenshot at coinbase.com. It has the various assets that are the most popular, and it also lists their market capitalization and their current price. By the way, you don't have to have $66,000. If you have an account at Coinbase, you can buy fractional shares of Bitcoin or Ethereum. And that's pretty easy to do. So both Bitcoin and Ethereum have been around the longest. They're the most actively traded, and they have the biggest market caps. So that might not be a bad idea. However, if you are a person that's into sustainability, these also have big CO2 footprints. And that's why a lot of people go for more for the altcoins like Cardano, which is an altcoin of Ethereum, Doge. And incidentally, what's interesting about Dogecoin is it's the only coin that Tesla will allow people to use for some of their accessories. Now, Tesla did for a hot minute allow you to buy their things, even cars, with Bitcoin, but it only lasted for a few months. But they still claim that they'll still accept Dogecoin for various product. So that one could be interesting. Also, our next retreat is going to be April 27th through the 29th. It's online. Again, it's everything. It's a complete money makeover, sustainable investing, protect your wealth. Know what's safe in a world where bonds are losing more than stocks. So a lot of people are saying, wow, my portfolio didn't earn 26% last year like stocks did. Either the problem is you don't have growth stocks, you don't have artificial intelligence, and or you might have long-term government bonds. And again, that's the side of our portfolio that's not supposed to lose money. So I would say right now, you must know what you own. Everybody feels complacent because you hear that stocks are high and we're not going to have a recession. You want to fix the roof while the sun is still shining. So whether you get an unbiased second opinion from me, again, I'm not a broker salesman. I will not sell you financial products. We're on the education side. We have tools and information and education and news that are time proven since 1999. So learn the life math that we all should have received in high school. Get an unbiased second opinion from me so you know exactly what you own and what a better plan might look like. Again, all this is available at nataliepace.com. You can check out the flyer. You'll see the 15 things that you'll learn. You can see testimonials there as well. I've been doing this since 1999. And if you're more interested in my second opinion, just email info@nataliepace.com for pricing and information. Again, we do have those free web apps where you can personalize your own pie chart. Email info@nataliepace.com. If you have trouble accessing anything at all, whether it's the blog, again, same thing. Okay, so I just want to show you one last thing real quickly. At nataliepace.com, I would love it if you would follow me on social. I'm most active on Instagram. As you can see here, I have an Instagram feed there. There is also an Instagram channel there. And that is where it's easier for me to have access to you and to give you links. So be sure that not only do you like me on Instagram, but also join that channel. And you also might want to check out our Earth Gratitude Project at earthgratitude.org. So again, nataliepace.com. And as you can see, the homepage has a lot of things that you might be interested in. So links to even the YouTube channel, where you can watch back all of my video conferences, which are free, most recent posts. Obviously, there's the Reddit IPO information. You can see some of my appearances on television. The re upcoming retreats are Royal Manor House in-person Brain Trust Adventure, if you really like travel. And of course, all the books are there. So again, thank you for joining me today in our free video conference, our free monthly video conference. You can watch this back. You can share it with your friends. It's going to be at youtube.com/Natalie Pace. Or if you prefer a podcast, just go and find me at Substack. So Natalie Pace is at Substack. It's also available on Spotify and Apple. And I'll show you how easy it is to find our Apple or Spotify podcasts. So again, if you're up here on the social media, obviously all you have to do is click on Apple Podcasts and it'll take you over to that one. And then same thing for Spotify. All you have to do is to click on that little hearing one, and there you go over to my podcast on Spotify. So, if I hope that you don't have a long commute, but if you do and you prefer to listen, then that's the way to do it. All right, thanks again. I hope to see you in April at our online Financial Freedom Retreat. It is a complete money makeover. Those of you that want an adventure, look at the Restormo Royal Manor House Retreat that we're going to have March 2025. It's amazing. It really is a Royal Manor House. That's a 5-star event, but it does not cost 5 stars. And you get the best price. In fact, you're getting $200 off if you register by the end of April. So you want to look at it now. All right. Email, call, and we'll see you. Soon, as soon as tomorrow on Instagram, but definitely April 27th for our retreat online. Thanks again.